don't know if you follow the markets really closely, but if you have been, it's been sort of like, whoa, new highs again in this year. And it's like nothing to see here with politics, nothing to see here with the vaccine or COVID, which is all still happening. There are things that are sending the stocks soaring to whole new highs. I think there's a little bit of a correction today, but still a lot of optimism in the markets. Let's talk to Tom Fortino, Alpha Wealth Group. We hear from him a lot on issues of our personal finances, and we're all looking at that and saying, what the heck is going on, Tom? What do you make of all this?
Well, I think the market, you know, it's come off its lowest. It's down a little bit, which is okay. But, you know, the momentum continues, and I think we're going to see it continue. You know, you may see some slight corrections here and there, but I think we're going to continue to see this market move higher.
And is that sort of this idea that it's likely that stimulus and a big package will be passed, is that what's sort of fueling it? Or is there really some long-term sort of optimism about where things can go from here, knowing that we already are at such highs at most of, if not all of the major stock indexes?
You know, that's true. And that's a great question, Anna. I heard someone mention this morning, they said it's the perfect trifecta, right? You're right. Stimulus. They're going to be, you know, they're going to continue to print money. The other thing is strong earnings. We're anticipating some strong earnings. And there's also this pent-up demand where I think we're really going to see a lot of spending occur. So those are all positives for this market. And so that's a good thing.
But spending, doesn't that mean inflation? And there are inflationary concerns as well. I just wonder what impact that's going to have kind of as you look ahead here. You folks in the finance world, what you're seeing there, what you're thinking about.
Well, again, great point. There is this concern that inflation will, I mean, we're kind of seeing it already, right? I mean, anyone that goes to the grocery store buys things, and we're seeing this inflation occur. So that is a concern. It always is a concern. I don't know when that's going to happen. I think the Fed will do certain things, but you know, I've kind of been in the position, if you want to hedge some of those things, I don't think it's a bad idea to hold maybe 5% position in gold. Those are things that you can have in your portfolio that will help in those cases.
I don't want to hedge. What I want to do is go back and put all my money in Tesla and Bitcoin because, oh, my gosh, did you see what's going on there? And those are things I stayed away from. I'm like, these are scary stocks. They're all, I mean, there's no way. There's no way. And now Elon Musk is the richest man in the world overtaking Bezos, right? That whole world, I don't understand it.
Well, it is kind of hard to understand. I mean, Tesla and Bitcoin, there's some similarities there. Number one, you have people that are holding these positions, they're very committed, let's put it that way. Tesla's a little different. They actually create a product. They have tangible assets. But Bitcoin, I don't know if you want to have any conversation on that. I'm a little suspect on Bitcoin. I mean, you may have seen today it's down 15%. It went from 42,000 on Friday, you know, down to about 33,000 roughly today. So you got to be very careful with that.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere near it. I'm just fascinated following it and seeing how many people are looking into it. And then sometimes you hear some of the Wall Street folks start taking it seriously too. You know, like some of the big investment houses saying, well, you know what, maybe we'll look at that. And I thought, what? I just thought that was just a strange place to be.
You have to be very careful with Bitcoin. I say it's an emotional thing. You have these people that are committed to it and the people that are dead set against it. You know, and yeah, it's, I think people are looking to make a profit. It's a trade. I think more than a currency right now. That's my opinion. I heard someone say the other day, which I thought was a good, he goes, you could get in your car, drive to the dealership to buy a new vehicle with 3 bitcoins and not, and by the time you get there, not sure if you could buy a half a car or 3 cars, right?
I'm not even going to ask you how to explain it, but I don't even know how to spend Bitcoin, and I'm not sure I want to learn how to do that. So let's talk about more tangible things. And just sort of the overall outlook for 2021. I think people look at what's happening in the world, and they see these tumultuous times sort of continue. There's a lot going on, a lot to digest. 2021, we have a vaccine rollout, but there's still not a sense of calm in the world right now. And, you know, I think that concerns people when you think of the markets. The markets are not reflecting that right now. But just sort of looking ahead, what are you telling clients? What are you telling folks about how to handle this?
Well, I think the economy is going to continue to move forward. I think from a momentum standpoint, it's positive. From a standpoint of stimulus, it's positive. From a standpoint of this demand that's been pent up, you know, retail sales have still been positive. That sector is positive year over year. And so I think it's just going to continue even more so when these vaccines roll out. So, again, I had someone call me just today and say, you know, I'm a little worried. Should I move to cash? And I had this similar conversation. So there could be one of these what we call blast spawn events like we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't see in the short term, certainly in 2021, there being any major issues to seeing this market continue to move forward. You might want to be a little more selective, right? I mean, with the new administration, mm-hmm. right? Last year, 40% of the S&P stock out of the S&P 500, 40% were down. We just need to be aware of this, or what do we want to invest in? Should we, with infrastructure, should we buy more materials? Should we buy things like Caterpillar and Vulcan? You know, so these are ways we can be a little more selective in our stock there.
And when you say being selective, you mentioned infrastructure spending. Are there other sort of buckets of investments people should look into in terms of the way this new administration will sort of be spending in ways that the prior one did not, the shifts that we should be aware of?
Well, certainly solar, clean energy. I think utilities might do okay. There's still this housing boom. I mean, I'm sure you see it. Mm-hmm. We see these prices of housing go up. So if there's housing stocks you want to look at, these are opportunities. I think multinationals might be okay with the dollar. The dollar's been weakening. So there's opportunities out there. So, again, if you want to be selective to try to outperform just buying the whole basket or index, those are some areas to maybe consider.
My mom wants to know about energy because that's always been seen as a safe bet where she lives off her retirement savings. And so what do you think about energy?
Well, you're probably aware it was the worst performing sector last year. At one point, it was down over 50%.
My mom has explained that to me, which is why she's asking it now. That's true.
Now, that said, it is performing. It's one of the better performing sectors over the last month or two. And it's starting to come back. And so energy could be a place to be going forward. Yeah. And again, I don't know if you're talking more utilities, because those were the old
oil, I think.
Utility dividend stocks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's okay right now. I think that sector is something that you should look into.
Okay. Would you say the technology sector is finally overheated, or would you not make that bet just yet?
I would be hard pressed to make that bet just yet. I mean, I make the comment that technology is not going away. You know, now we may see a rotation where it's kind of run quite a bit, but I wouldn't say, you know, completely to get out of I think technology, again, longer term, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, obviously it's going to be up, and it's going to maybe be more and more of our economy.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I know you had some helpful advice you wanted to let listeners know about it. When it comes to taxes. Tax rates are at historic lows, but based on the outcome of the election, what do you see happening there? What should we know about?
Well, they've come out. We'll see what ultimately happens. But the bottom line is they're talking about increasing taxes, reversing the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, where you had the 12% marginal tax bracket and then the 22 instead of the 15 and 25. So regardless of that, though, there's some things you can be doing today to try to, I call it forward tax planning, where you're trying to put money into these tax-free accounts. We're in a window here between January and April where you can make contributions to a Roth IRA that for both 2020 and 2021. So if you're over age 50, you could do $7,000 for each year. That's $14,000 that you could put into a Roth today. That money grows tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So we should be giving some more thought to this. Additionally, you know, because we're at the beginning of a year, people who are contributing to 401ks may want to examine the Roth 401k option. Call your 401k provider and say, do I have a Roth option? You know, 401ks, the contribution limits are $26,000 if you're over age 50, $19,500 if you're under age 50, but you can put money into the Roth 401k in addition to a Roth IRA. So you can get a lot of money into these accounts because I don't know how you feel, Anna, but I don't know. I don't think tax rates are going down in the future.
Right.
So
that seems to be
pay on the seed, not on the harvest.
The tea leaves that we're all reading. You said inheritance and estate tax law is something else that are involving significant changes, something else that should be on our radar if that affects you.
Well, again, we're talking about rolling back the estate tax exemptions. In addition to that, what's called a capital gains step up. And so right now, in the state of Illinois, you have estate tax at the state level. You have estate taxes at the federal level. And so you want to be aware of, are you going to, will you be exposed to estate taxes? Sometimes they're called inheritance taxes. So that's something we want to be aware of because they're talking about bringing those back down. And also any capital appreciating assets like homes or stocks that you may inherit, you may now have to pay capital gains tax on, which as of today you don't have to when you inherit those assets. So, you know, that's something we want to be aware of. I would say really just taking a step back, you know, in the state of Illinois, and I'm not an attorney, so I made that clear.
Right.
But based on the attorneys that work with us, you know, if you have an estate that's over $100,000 or you own real property, any type of real estate, you're exposed to the probate court system where assets are frozen upon your death. So those are two things you want to consider when you're looking, not just the tax implications to your children and grandchildren, but also how do I make sure it doesn't go in through the court system. One other thing I'll mention is, again, unlike Roth, traditional IRAs, every penny is taxable to you during your lifetime, and to the extent you don't go through it, your children will pay it too. And they have to now, based on the new laws, they have to take the money out within 10 years, pay all the income tax on it too, at their rate. So there's a lot of moving parts.
There are, and a lot to sort of take in here that will be different according to whatever your situation might be. It's worth getting some advice on that kind of stuff. Hey, let me ask you about stimulus checks, these $2,000 checks that potentially could be heading people's ways pretty soon here. Advice about what to do if you get one of them, and assuming that you know, you've got a lot of debt or that kind of thing, maybe that you're in one situation, but what else kinds of things should you do, could you do?
Well, I mean, if you're able to, obviously, first and foremost, you got to pay your bills or, you know, eat, take care of whatever you need to take care of. You know, to the extent you're able to put that away in a savings or contribute that to your retirement, hey, that would be great if you could do that. But that's kind of the order or the priority, I would say, when those are received.
Yeah. It's interesting stuff, a lot to take in. And Tom, I just want to thank you for always helping us out, kind of wade through these money matters. Any closing thoughts, anything you want to mention to people?
Well, my thought is always, you know, get organized, get a plan in place, take control. I know there's a lot of things going on out there, a lot of things that are very distracting, but control the things you control, right? And so that's my my parting words to say, get organized, set goals, and get a plan in place. That's going to make all the difference in the world.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for the time, as always.
All right. Thank you, Anna.